information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number
1003 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL's top local story this hour. A Price man is facing felony charges after police say he approached a teenage boy who was walking to work on the street and offered him money in exchange for sex. 58-year-old Leon Carl Mead was charged Wednesday with aggravated exploitation of a prostitute, felony counts of sexual solicitation, and distribution of porn by an adult. Mead has enhanced charges because he knows he is HIV positive. A Weber County mom is answering to authorities about her child being drunk. Police arrested Marriott Slaterville mom Raquel Griel Bors Thursday and booked her into Weber County Jail for investigation of child abuse and a controlled substance violation. Investigators found her 4-year-old girl drunk and unresponsive in her home April. In a plea deal, Bors turned herself in. Her daughter has recovered from alcohol poisoning and is in her father's care. The state's reservoirs are extremely low. Water officials say Utah hasn't seen water levels totals this low since early 2000. Natural Resources Conservation Service Specialist Randy Julander says reservoirs in southeast Utah are impacted the most.
Denison Reservoir is completely empty right now, and when you look at that in an agricultural context, farmer really has to decide what he's going to do. You have no water to produce crop in that situation.
Julander says the rainstorms a couple weeks ago only added about 1% to reservoir storage. 90s this weekend, but which day will be the hottest? When we check your KSL weather forecast next, KSL News Time, 10:05.
Hey, Mom, can we go rollerblading?
Oh, not tonight, sweetie. Maybe another night.
Mom, parents who spend time with their kids in their younger years have a better chance of being close to their kids in those difficult teen years. I'm 12 right now, and when I turn 13, I'll become a whole different person, someone you won't even know. I'll be a roller coaster of emotions. Sometimes so sweet, you'll wonder what my motives are. And sometimes I'll burst into tears because I can't find my biology book.
Okay.
And what about when I start dating and bring home some guy who wants to take me away to Burma and live in a yurt?
A what?
How are you going to deal with that if we're not close?
Get your blades, honey.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Mom, I can't find my roller blades.
Oh, boy.
Who took my
Okay, calm down. We'll find it.
Just kidding.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
Real Salt Lake seeks revenge against the LA Galaxy at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, June 8th, presented by Workers' Compensation Fund. Kick a set at 7:30 with Carnival Real starting at 5:30. Support your team as they fight to gain 3 points against the reigning MLS champs. Purchase your tickets today at realsaltlake.com or call 801-727-2700.
Grabavoy behind the defense. Net is in. It's a shot, and it's an early goal for Grabavoy.
I will be the difference. Will you?
The Browsers.
That is a beautiful looking car.
The Cadenza.
Yeah.
I just think Credenza, and then I don't want it.
But you don't want to drive a Cadenza?
The Cadenza.
1-3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships. Just remember, runners are sharing the road with vehicles in Provo Canyon for the Utah Valley Marathon. Crews have vehicles splitting 2 left lanes. Runners are using the right lanes. Also, remember, University Avenue is closed and cars will not be able to go east or west. Sunny skies this weekend, high at 91 today, 96 tomorrow. A few clouds move in Monday, and it looks like that'll be the hottest day. Temperatures reach 97 degrees. We could see rain Tuesday. Temperatures cool a bit to the low 90s by Wednesday. Catch Real versus LA at Rio Tinto Stadium June 8th at 7:30, presented by Workers' Compensation Fund. Catch this match against the reigning MLS champs. Visit realsaltlake.com for tickets. It's 73 degrees right now at 10:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSO News Radio. Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It is a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny
it's
day.
It's just a sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. The Greenhouse Show coming to you from Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South, 1300 West, where the plant sale and fair is underway. You can come out here and learn how to be water wise. You can come out and buy plants that are water wise and just really, Ton, see all of the new stuff that's out there. Maria Chaleos, Ton Bettis, horticulturist from USU, joining us or with us. I'm the one joining you, Ton, actually.
No.
Ton, it's good to be here.
It is.
I'm just amazed at all the plants I have.
You have some beautiful perennials. I just saw a new one that I had never seen before, the Luisia. I've seen it in the wild, but I was shocked to see it in a pot. And boy, there's a lot of fabulous things out here.
Vibrant pink, very pretty color. I'm always looking for color. My weakness, I guess, is I'm going for the flowers. But you know what? I've started looking at things. The succulents have such interesting textures and colors, too. And it doesn't have to be just flowers.
They do. There's many succulents out there. Some of the common ones I see here are ice plants. The ice plants will bloom usually the first half of the summer, but oftentimes throughout the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And they get that name because of their shiny, glossy, really succulent leaves. And so even when they're not in bloom, they make an excellent ground cover. I've seen sedums out there that have a similar look. There's a lot of things here that are just really nice.
The other thing about ice plants is they have come up with so many different varieties. You used to just see the bright pink and the yellow, and now they have the yellow center with the pink on the outside.
Yes, I've seen some earth tone pinks and oranges, and so there's fabulous new varieties coming out. And you know, we're talking about those ice plants. I've used them in the past, and they're just a really low maintenance plant that if I happen to water them, great. If not, they survive just fine.
I have to put a picture on my Facebook page. My ice plant's in full bloom, and it's running. I have stairs that go up to my house, and it's running all the way along my stairs, and it's in full bloom and is incredible. When it's in bloom, people will actually stop and ask me, what is that that you've planted there? I wish it would do it all season.
Yes, I mean,
they bloom and they kind of, the little flowers die off and then they'll come back later in the season.
Yeah, the effect's really similar to the spring phlox, the creeping phlox, but it's later on. It's one of those things that you can utilize later as a variation in your landscape to get that similar look so that you have interest at different times.
Plus, it's keeping my soil put, which
keep
wants to go all over the sidewalk.
Weeds down.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a great plant. If you've not seen that, they have a lot of that here. You can come see that today. Let's check in with Doug in Park City. Hi, Doug. What can we help you with?
Hi. My second question will be real easy, so I'll ask the first one first.
Okay.
I've got Kentucky bluegrass, and I've got some kind of wide blade grass. It's not crabgrass, but it's got that long tubular roots that run underneath my Kentucky bluegrass. It seems to be creeping across the lawn. I've tried the crabgrass killer, and that doesn't help. Do you know what that is, or if there's anything I can do?
If I had to bet, I would say quack grass, if it's spreading all over and is wide-bladed. What city are you in?
I actually live in South Jordan.
South Jordan. So you could bring a sample into the Salt Lake County Extension office, and they could confirm that if it was quack grass. But unfortunately, the only way you're going to get rid of it is to kill it out, and there's nothing very selective enough to eliminate a weedy grass out of Kentucky bluegrass. So one method I've used or seen used on the quack grass and other like fescues and things, they usually grow faster than the Kentucky bluegrass, and if you're very careful, you can mix up some glyphosate, Roundup type product, and either brush or get a long glove that you would use to do your dishes, and then put a cotton glove over the top of it and just brush that weedy grass, you know, 2 or 3 days before you're going to mow, so that that starts to kill the weedy grass, but you keep it off the Kentucky bluegrass. If it is quack grass, it'll take 4 or 5 applications to actually kill it. Totally. You'll kill it back, and then it'll come back from root several times.
Yeah, I've noticed if I don't water, it grows, but the Kentucky bluegrass suffers. So I
let it grow faster. Water and get it fat and sassy or really happy, however you want to say it, because it's easier to kill things when they're actively growing instead of dormant. Once in a while, at places like IFA or Steve Regan, you can find a special wand that looks like a hockey stick that has a sponge on the bottom of it that you can use to apply. It would be worth checking around to see if they have one to save crawling around on your hands and knees.
Yeah, I really don't want to tear the whole lawn out.
Mm-mm.
That really helps me a lot. Thank you. My second question, I've got some cranberry crush, and I've only had them for a couple of years. I love them. In the winter, you know, I cover them with the mulch, but I don't trim them clear down to the bottom. Do I trim those all the way down in the winter or spring? I've got Rose of Sharon, and, you know, they leaf out on the branches that were left there, and they just keep getting bigger every year. But the cranberry crush, it seems like when they start growing, it's just right there at the very bottom. And
on the cranberry crush, is that a viburnum?
Yeah, I think so. There's those great big dinner plate size red flowers.
All right. And so I'm not familiar with something called cranberry crush. And so I wish I could tell you more, but that's one I've never heard of.
I thought they were a hibiscus, but...
The cranberry, that I was wondering, if you said dinner plate, they very well could be a hibiscus. If they are hibiscus, they're going to be the perennial type. And what you would do is just wait till they die back, cut them within 2 or 3 inches of the ground, and then they'll re-sprout the next year.
Okay. So the bigger the root ball gets, the bigger the plant will get eventually.
Yes, and so they will freeze back at the first hard frost, cut them back at that point, and then let them regrow the next year. But cranberry crush does sound like a variety of red hibiscus.
They're really pretty.
Yes.
I've got the Rose of Sharon, and, you know, I just leave those. I don't cut those.
Yeah, the Rose of Sharon's a shrub, and it's actually very closely related, but it has woody stems. And you prune the Rose of Sharon in the spring if you need to, but the hibiscus, go ahead and just cut down in the fall the other perennial type.
They seem like they have a real dry, almost hollow.
Yes, that it is a hibiscus. Go ahead and just cut those back, and they'll be the last thing in the yard to send new sprouts up. You always think they're dead, and all of a sudden they sprout, and they're 2 feet high.
A nice surprise.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're sure pretty in August.
Yes, they're beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Listening, Doug.
Bye.
Let's go to Hank now in Farmington. Good morning, Hank.
Hello.
Hello.
I had a question on spraying my apple trees and pear trees. Number one, when do I start? And number two, what's the best thing to spray them with?
What city are you in?
He's in Farmington.
Farmington, okay. You need to spray as soon as you can. The spray date was about a week ago for the coddling moth in both the apples and pears.
Okay.
And there's a number of products out there you can use. Are you trying to keep things kind of reduce risk or just use the most effective thing out there?
Just trying to keep the worms out of the... I have a wonderful, delicious red delicious apple tree, but each year I get these worms in them.
Yeah, it's coddling moth.
Uh-huh.
Worm is most likely what it is. Go
now,
ahead and spray now.
What do I use? My
Diazinon's no longer available. If you still have some, you could go ahead and use that.
That's
Malathion,
right.
As long as it has an apple label. Ortho fruit flower and vegetable spray is really good.
Okay. I think I still have some of that Malathion.
Make sure that the apples are on the label. Sometimes they're not
Before
you spray. But there's a number of good fruit tree sprays that you can get from the garden centers.
Now, the apples are about as big as my thumbnail is. Have I waited too long?
No. You've waited too long accidentally, but you should still be fine. I would avoid using 7 at this point, even though it carries an apple label. Sometimes 7 will excessively thin the fruit.
Okay.
Carbaryl's the other name that you see 7 under.
And how often do I spray?
According to label, or what you can do is subscribe to the USU Pest Lab updates.
Okay.
You go to utahpests.usu.edu and then click on the IPM, the letters IPM tab, and you can subscribe. They're free. We don't share your email. And Marion Murray, who runs the program, will email you and tell you almost to the day when you need to spray.
Okay. Very good. That's what I'll do. Thank
Great.
You so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Marcy now in Cache Valley. Hi, Marcy. Marcy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, we can hear you.
Sorry. My rhubarb leaves are turning a reddish-brown color, and I'm wondering what's wrong with it and if it's still safe to eat.
Rhubarb sometimes has a natural red color to the leaves. They'll have a red tint to them. Does the plant otherwise look healthy?
Well, they're kind of curling on the edges, and they're kind of a brownish. They look like they're drying out, but I keep watering it, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better.
Rhubarb can get
still green.
Yeah, you don't see any insects or anything on the leaves. I want to eliminate aphids and a few other things. I suspect that you may have a fungal disease in the stems and the roots.
Uh-huh.
And just water it normally. Don't overwater because that'll make things worse. And if it doesn't come out of it, you're going to have to put a new plant in a different location.
Okay.
So you can find, Anderson still may have them in, or Tony's Grove, or some of the other local nurseries up there. Minden Nursery is pretty good too, but check around and put a plant in another location in case you do have that fungal disease.
Can I cut the stalks off at this point and eat them, or not?
If they're firm, you're not going to be harmed by eating them at all.
Okay.
Just make sure that they're not mushy.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you very
much. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the KSL Greenhouse. We are at the Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 1300 West. Now, this plant sale and fair underway till 2 o'clock this afternoon. We want you to come see us. The number to call if you'd like to get on the line to be up next, Utah County, 470-5751. In Weber and Davis County, 670-5751. And in Salt Lake, 575-8255. We'll be right back.
Don't miss the Dave's Bernina semi-annual sale Saturday, June 15th with a special one-day financing offer. 0% interest until January 2017.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo, 691 East St. George Boulevard. Come on in.
Fantastic savings and special offers.
And Saturday, June 15th is also the Dave's Bernina annual garage and clean-out sale. Incredible deals. Lots of closeout items, many items 50% or more, marked down. Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. 0% interest until January 2017. See store for details. Make sure you take in the one-day Dave's Bernina semi-annual sales event and garage sale. Saturday, June 15th, 268 West Center Street in Provo and at the corner of 7th East and St. George Boulevard.
That's Dave's Bernina.
Follow us on davesbernina.com, Twitter, and Facebook.
I'm Marshall Tate, and my company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. So you need office furniture, but you don't have a lot of time. It's not uncommon. Maybe you underestimated lead times, perhaps your new space is ready sooner than you expected, or maybe you've realized that bringing your old furniture would be a big mistake. You could even be having second thoughts about one of our competitors who you've already engaged, but you're feeling like you're just too far down the road to turn back. It's never too late to call Midwest. At Midwest, we have dedicated teams that specialize in quick turnaround projects. Our real-time 3D design capability allows us to accomplish more in 2 days than our competitors can in 3 weeks. You won't have to settle for a poorly designed space, and nobody can design, specify, and quote your project faster than Midwest. Our buying power allows us to shave weeks off manufacturer lead times, and our in-house installation crews can accommodate the most demanding deadlines. At Midwest, you'll never pay more, you'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time?
I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
The drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival. Plus, share your first memory of Lagoon, and you could win an all-day passport. Seniors, print a KSL golden ticket, where on Tuesdays, guests 65 years and older can get a second Lagoon passport for just $5, with a purchase of one at regular price. And find out about the KSL Family Book Festival, presented by Security Service Federal Credit Union, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com. Get help with annuals, container planting, and the greenest grass on the block. The KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
And good morning. Welcome back to the Greenhouse, coming to you live from Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 13th West. Clifton Smith, the garden manager, is back with us. And Clifton, great event. We have families out here.
Yeah, we got a lot of people coming out and visiting the garden. We're quickly selling out of some of our plants, so we've got good turnout today.
So you better come now if
yes,
you want to get some of these cool
some
plants.
Of these, yeah.
I told you I don't wait till the end anymore because there's just nothing left by the end.
Yep, definitely. So a lot of stuff still to do, though. A lot of nurseries still with plants and classes coming up this afternoon.
I know you just had the herb class. What do we have coming up this
John
afternoon?
John Rader at 11 a.m. talking about proven winners, new selections, and then David Salmon at 1 o'clock talking about High Country Gardens and what you can get there.
And we're here because we want people to, I like the word water wise, because I get really tired of hearing drought and how I can't water. So
right.
I really like the term water wise instead, and that's what we're trying to teach people to be, is water wise.
See, we've even moved away from xeriscape because people think it's xeriscape, it's cactus and lava rock and whatever, and it's not. It's planting for the area, for the climate, things that do well here, and so you don't have to give as many inputs like water and fertilizer and things like that.
Right. People can come and walk through the gardens too. We haven't mentioned that.
Yes.
How big is the space and what kinds of different things can they see?
We have 6.5 acres of landscaping here. You can see everything from our example landscapes, six of them showing everything from a traditional yard done right and how much water you can save there, all the way to a totally desert landscape for Utah and what kind of plants you could see in that. And we haven't watered that section in over a decade.
And it's free. And
it's
you're up
free.
Until 8 every day through Monday through Saturday.
Yep.
But today the fair only goes till 2.
The fair goes to 2, but you can still come later today and walk around and see what's here.
All right. Thanks for
Thank
being
you.
With us. And again, we are at the Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 13th West. Let's take a call from, let's see who we've got, Syracuse. And here's Kurt. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, yes. I've got a question on my Fuji apple tree. I've been following the extension's recommendations on spraying, and I've got some leaves that are curling in and turning black on the outside.
So you're trying to figure out why they're curling in, I imagine.
Yeah.
There could
it's
be
only
several.
On like two or three limbs.
How many limbs are happening?
It's now a second limb started. I had one limb where the leaves had started dying off earlier this year, and I trimmed that off.
Okay. Did you apply a fire blight spray?
I haven't yet.
that should have been put on when the tree was in blossom. And if you're starting to have the leaf, the tips of the branches die, curl up, kind of go brownish black and work its way toward the inside of the tree, that very well could be fire blight, and you're going to have to prune it out.
Okay.
And Fuji is susceptible to it.
Okay. Is it too late to spray that too, or?
It is. What you need to do is spray what's called an agricultural antibiotic when the trees are in blossom.
Okay.
And it's especially important if you're going to be getting rain during that period of time. And a lot of our modern apple varieties, such as Fuji and Gala, are very susceptible to fire blight. And unfortunately, I think you've got it.
Okay. So just prune that area out. Done.
Yes, prune those areas out. If you wanted a confirmation, you could run a sample into the Farmington Extension office in the old courthouse. But I imagine if it's dying in from the tips toward the middle of the tree that it is fire blight.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for your call. You know, we are out here at the Conservation Garden Park. The great thing is listeners can bring out their problem things like spotted leaves, all sorts of stuff. A great listener and his family's with him. And Mark is also our big Cub Scout leader at our church. And Mark, you brought a branch with you. What have you got there?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
That's what you want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Tanya, you thought at first it was burning bush, but he says it never turns red.
Yes, it is burning bush. And it doesn't turn red because it's most likely grown in too much shade.
Yeah, it is in deep shade.
Ah.
So what are you wanting to do with it?
We had about six of these trees. We lost two of them last year. We're trying to replace them.
So you're wanting an appropriate replacement?
Yeah.
And do you want something evergreen, like a needled evergreen, a broadleaf evergreen? What are you searching?
No, they're actually underneath evergreens now. We're looking for something to kind of fill in and give us some coverage of a block wall that they sit in front of.
How tall do you want?
About 7 to 10 feet.
English laurel would be a great replacement. They are a broadleaf evergreen, so you have some color or at least some attraction to them in the winter because they don't drop their leaves in the fall. They just hold on to them. Okay. Another one, if it's a fairly protected area, you could look at is Fraser's Vatania.
Fraser's Vatania.
And that will give you some, in the spring and early summer, the new growth comes out bright red, and then it turns to a green. So either English laurel or Fraser's Vatania in those protected shady areas are both really good plants.
Okay, great. Good ideas. I'll try those.
Right. But the burning bush, unfortunately, in shaded areas, just don't color up like you want them to.
Okay. Okay, is there anything we can do, the remaining ones, to help them survive?
I would go ahead, and if you had said you had a couple of them just suddenly die, and that's very common with burning bush. They get root rot diseases, and it's probably verticillium, and they just collapse very quickly.
Okay.
Fertilize them with 16-16-16 twice a year.
Okay.
And that usually keeps that root rot or the vascular wilt disease at bay.
Okay.
And it will help them maybe color up a little better in the fall.
Okay. All right. Great. Right, thank you very much.
Good luck
Thank
on that.
You.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Sounds like a lot of work you've got to do there. Always, right?
Always.
And we're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. We're coming to you from the Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 13th West. Pat, we've got you and John coming up following the news. Stay with us.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSL.com.
Real Salt Lake seeks revenge against the LA Galaxy at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, June 8th, presented by Workers' Compensation Fund. Kick us in at 7:30 with Carnival Real starting at 5:30. Support your team as they fight to gain 3 points against the reigning MLS champs. Purchase your tickets today at realsaltlake.com or call 801-727-2700.
Grabovoi behind the defense. Net is in. It's a shot. And it's an early goal for Grabovoi.
I will be the difference. Will you?
10:32 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Nkoyo Iyamba. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Police identify the first of four victims in Friday's shooting spree in Santa Monica, California. The county coroner's office identifies 68-year-old Carlos Navarro Franco from West Los Angeles. He drove the red SUV gunned down at Santa Monica College yesterday. That's where police shot and killed the gunman. Well, it's official. Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker is in the race to finish the U.S. Senate term of the late Frank Lautenberg. The 44-year-old Democrat announced his candidacy in Newark this morning. He says he's up for the challenge. Meanwhile, President Obama continues his talks today with new Chinese President Xi Jinping. Friday began the 2 days of talks at a desert estate outside Palm Springs.
No major announcements have come from this summit so far, but President Obama says one main topic here is cybersecurity.
We're going to have to work very hard to build a system of defenses and protections.
Chinese President Xi Jinping says his country also has major concerns about cybersecurity, that it too has been a victim. The two sides are vowing to work together. Alex Stone, ABC News, Palm Springs.
And in South Africa, former South African President Nelson Mandela has fallen ill yet again. Officials say he's in serious but stable condition at a South African hospital. The 94-year-old former anti-apartheid icon is battling a recurring lung infection and has been in the hospital four times over the last 6 months. We could see rain this coming week. I'll tell you what day to expect it when we check your KSL with a forecast next. KSL News Time, 10:34.
Breaking news.
Within the last few years, this program was used to stop a terrorist attack in the United States.
On KSL News Radio.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Carrie Batchelor graduated with an accounting degree and an outgoing personality. But after working as an accountant for a year, she missed working with people and was looking for a bigger challenge. Then one day, her Allstate agent called. He loved her enthusiasm so much, he offered her a job at his agency. 27 years later, Carrie owns two Allstate agencies herself. Her success comes from her drive and desire to always put people first. She's not just helping others live a good life, she's living it too. Carrie has built a successful business that gives her financial security with the option to someday sell or pass along to her three boys. Right now, Allstate is looking for men and women like Carrie to become new agency owners in the Utah area. Maybe you're one of them. Learn how you can become an Allstate agency owner and enjoy unlimited earnings potential with the company that keeps America in good hands. Visit allstate.com/recruitment or call 1-877-203-0065. That's 877-203-0065.
Subject to the terms of the agency agreement.
Car.
This type of thing just makes me nuts.
And all night long.
This is really hard-hitting stuff, Ethan. You ready for this?
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Just a reminder, runners are sharing the road with the vehicles in Provo Canyon. It's all for the Utah Valley Marathon, so crews have vehicles splitting two left lanes. Runners are using the right lanes. Also remember, University Avenue is closed and cars won't be able to go east or west. Sunny skies this weekend, high at 91 degrees today, 96 tomorrow. A few clouds move in Monday. Temperatures reach 97 degrees. We could see rain Tuesday. Things cool off a bit to the low 90s by Wednesday. Right now, 73 degrees at 10:37. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Dial now to get the help you need with your plants inside and out. Call KSL Talk. That's 575-8255 to get KSL News Radio.
And good morning. The Greenhouse Show coming to you from the Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 13th West. We are here till 11. The fair, however, and plant sale underway till 2, but you can visit this garden park anytime, Monday through Saturday until 8 o'clock at night. So really nice hours. You can come and see what things look like in different types of daytime, daylight hours.
You can, and I've been to several botanical gardens that you have to pay money to get into, and just for the beauty of the place, even if you don't care about the water-wise aspects, but just for the sheer beauty, it's free. And other gardens, you pay $10, $15, $20 to get into.
Right, and it's a beautiful day if you'd like to stop by and see us right now. And we have experts here that are talking about water-wise plants that you can come see throughout the day. You can go to their website, conservationgardenpark.org.
Yes.
And see all of the beautiful things that they have. You can see the different types of gardens you can look at, as well as see what experts are speaking today as well.
Can. And I believe Kat put a hyperlink up to the site this morning. If she didn't, we'll have that up by Monday. But conservationgardenpark.org.
Okay, let's take a call from, let's see, I think we have Pat in Provo. Pat, what can we help you with this morning?
Hi, a couple things. I have peas that are finally blooming. I've got two or three little blooms on them, and they're almost 2.5 feet high. So maybe there's hope, right? That they'll bloom.
There is hope.
Okay, but now the other thing is on the peas, the tops are kind of, they're really wilty, and there's a little bit of grayish part. They're turning kind of gray in some of the leaves.
I suspect that you have powdery mildew on the peas.
Oh.
If they're starting to turn whitish gray and then starting to wilt down on the tips, peas can get that in there. And especially, do they look powdery at all on the on the leaves?
No, they look like they're injured.
They look like they've been sprayed, maybe.
Well, that I don't know. Not around my house. So,
I love it.
I had grapes that just about cooked because somebody had sprayed next to
them.
But no, I don't know what it is. But do you think they're okay to just keep going?
I think you're fine. Sometimes if you get that leaf scorch on the brand new growth, you know, we jump from 45, 50 degrees up to 70, up to 90, and back down to 50. Sometimes those peas, if that new growth doesn't have a really waxy coating on it that will keep the water in, they may scorch in the hot sun when they're not adjusted to it. They're kind of a cool season plant.
So
watch the growth.
It's not a watering issue then?
Probably not.
Okay.
I would say that there's, you know, if you know that you've watered recently and they scorch on the top, sometimes the plant just can't take up enough water, or just the hot sun comes down when those peas like the cooler weather. Sometimes the hot sun will scorch them a bit.
Okay. All right. Another question I have is my wine and roses, Regalia, how do you pronounce that?
Weigela. It's named after a German botanist named Weigel.
Weigela.
Yes.
I'm on my third one. The other two have died. And this one I'm trying once more. But it's the leaves are all crinkling and drying, so I don't know what I'm doing.
I probably, if you've tried three of them and they've all died, I would not put another one there.
I won't.
It doesn't want to live there.
No, switch over to a complete different shrub. It may be that the soil's wrong. You could have a disease in the soil. And if you have something, you know, you have success with everything out, and there's one spot that the same plant dies over and over, it's
but
time to switch to a different species. What?
Yeah, they're different spots.
Okay.
But still going to change.
Yeah, go ahead and do that and try something else. It could be something with the yard or the soil or something causing that.
Okay. One little quick question. I have a Sistina plum.
Yes.
Two of them. And they're growing. But they're growing lower quite a bit, but then they're shooting these big branches up, and then there's leaves on the top of those little branches that are taller. But then the leaves seem like they're just dying in between the lower portion and the top part of the branch.
There are a few things. Go ahead.
Should I trim those back?
I would go ahead and trim them back. There are a few things that could be going on. I've noticed that sometimes they can get a disease called shot hole, and it doesn't seem to kill them, but it will knock out several flower buds, excuse me, leaf buds, and then on the tips you get new leaves. So clip those back and let the branches regrow, do a second flush of growth. And those Sistina plums need some pruning anyway, because if you don't, they can become actually quite ratty looking.
Yeah. Okay.
All so right. You'll be killing two birds with one stone in this case.
That's good. I'm not going to kill birds. Okay.
Thanks,
no,
Pat.
No, I'm kidding. You guys are great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
We have a listener who's come here to see us, Tanya. You were helping him with seeds that would not grow.
Yes,
but he wasn't quite done with this question.
Question on carrot seeds.
Carrot seeds.
Oh, carrots and beets.
Carrots and beets.
Now, I can't imagine why they wouldn't grow.
The carrots themselves, the seeds are very small, and you almost have to put them on the soil surface. And unless they're kept quite moist, they will dry out and you'll never get them. And also, carrot seeds do not last more than about a year. And so you need to purchase new carrot seeds every year to keep them viable. So don't use last year's seeds on them. I've seen some people use a trick to where they will plant their carrot seed and then put 2x4s or 2x6s over where they planted to keep the soil moist. And they'll pop that board up. And when they start to see a few germinate, they take the board off and they keep it wet. I've seen people have success with that, but the carrots are one of the trickier ones to get to go.
Well, what if I were to put them down, water them, and then cover them with one of those little carpet sections?
That, I would be a little bit afraid of that, just because if they grow up into the carpet, you're going to rip them out.
What if I did it just long enough to give them a start?
That would be fine. Just make sure that you don't scour the soil with a carpet.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That should be fine.
Good luck. I'm not sure why that's not working for you. Let's check in with Elise in Salt Lake City. Elise, hi. What can we help you with?
Hi. I have a tree. It's a really pretty tree. It's called a BB tree, I think, or a Tetradium Danieli. Do you know these?
Okay.
And I was curious about is if I could spray them with some sort of but what happens is the leaves flowers in the summer, later in the summer, and then those flowers turn into seed pods in the winter, and they drop all winter long, and they get stuck to your shoes, your car, your everywhere. Is there any way to stop those from coming?
The only thing you can do is spray the flowers with a growth regulator, and there's the only one out there available to really homeowners is Florel Fruit Eliminator, but Tetradium is a fairly uncommon tree, and you would need to, if you used it, spray it on a section and make sure it didn't do any harm. It shouldn't, but when you spray those flowers, it's going to knock them off more quickly and reduce the amount of fruit or the amount of seeds. Now, oftentimes, trees don't like you doing that, and so they'll adjust over a period of 3 or 4 years, but that's about the only strategy I know of to reduce the amount of seed pods.
Okay,
short of just pulling the tree out. They are.
Okay. All right. Remind me of the name of it. It's Florel
Growth Regulator.
Florel. Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. So
you're
we
welcome.
May have success.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take another listener here on site. Ton, you have a question? Go ahead.
Hi. We live above Lakai on the river, and our area is where the clouds come and go up. So we get dropped on, and we get almost 40 inches of water a year.
Wow.
But we have dry area, and we have wet area. And on the river, and of course we got box elder trees, which are, you can't park a car near them. And the UV hits those and polymerizes it, and that's, can't get it off. But so we need trees that grow in that area and other things. We got a lot of shade. The people own a forest planted ivy, and that's just a nuisance weed up there. And any suggestions?
So what are you trying to do?
Well, we want to get rid of the ivy, number one.
You're going
to
have to
pull it out.
Pull it and we'll spray it out to see if you can get rid of it that way. You know, don't spray it. If it's up in your trees, don't do that.
No,
but anything on the ground, you can spray first to try to kill it. You might mix some Roundup with a dandelion killer to make it a little bit more potent.
I've done that, and that stuff's hard to kill.
It is, and it's just,
and
you're just going to have to
keep
after it.
The sun doesn't hit it. If the sun hit it more, then it dies better. But
yeah, and so you're going to, once you get rid of it, there's all sorts of shade plants that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, at the Hidden Garden Tour today, at Lakai's location, there was a shade plant class on how to do shade gardening. And so that's still, I'm not sure, I think it was at 2, but I'm not sure the exact time on it. But there's a lot of options in shade, than more options than you would expect, but you're going to have to get rid of that ivy first.
Right, and we tried the shade plants, the beautiful ones I see all over here.
The Lamium, or the...
Are they hosta?
Yeah, hostas.
Yeah,
snails just eat them alive, and we don't want to.
They will. You could try ferns.
We got lots of ferns.
And coral bells.
We're the only area they tell us. They come up and look at our yard because we got ferns up behind Mount Olympus, and we have lots of them. They say it's the only two areas they really grow.
Yeah, you might do a soil test, but without much moisture, you may have a little bit more neutral to acidic soil. And so if you're adventurous, you might even try some rhododendrons and azaleas that you would see in Portland or the southeast.
And those, but they might have to do cold-hardy.
They're very cold-hardy. It's just they don't like our soil. But with you getting that much water, you may have a different situation in those wetter areas.
Yeah, we have springs that feed the river and they take all the water out of the river, and then we put enough in it. I appreciate your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Hope we helped a little bit. We are coming to you from the Conservation Garden Park here at 82, I need my cheat sheet, 8275 South, 1300 West. You think how many times I said that today. I remember it right off the top of my head. And Clifton is back with us. And Clifton, before we run out of time, I want to make sure we talk about all the great things happening here today.
Sure. John Rader from Proven Winners just arrived, so he will be teaching us about some of the new introductions of plants that he's got. That'll be at 11 a.m. And then 1 p.m., David Salmon from High Country Gardens is coming to talk as well. And it looks like we've still got a ton of plants out there for people to buy.
I see a lot of plants, so don't be afraid. We still have plenty of plants for you to see. And again, we need to tell them that this is where you come if you want to be water-wise. You're trying to transition over from all of your lawn and all of those plants that just take up so much water.
Yep, to save some money on your water bill, this is where you come to learn how to do that and ultimately have a healthier, better landscape in the end.
They can't make it today, though. They can always come and see, you have said 6 acres?
6.5 acres of demonstration gardens. Everything from, it will tell you how, someone said you could get a college education from the signs in our garden. There's a lot of information out there.
You don't have to read every single one, though. You don't need the whole college degree.
No, right, exactly. So, yeah, it's just everything you need to know about implementing water-wise landscapes.
Okay, so bring the family, enjoy. You're open till 8 and the fair until 2.
Yep, and there's plenty of other stuff going on throughout the year, so just check the website, conservationgardenpark.org.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us today. And again, we are at Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South, 1300 West. John in Payson and John in Mapleton, your calls coming up next.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green THP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green THP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss promoting ingredients. Green THP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at University Mall, Provo Town Center, Layton Hills Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall on the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green THP. Are you adventurous? Do you love the outdoors? Are you looking for a way to spend your time in a fulfilling way? Listen up. Bryce Canyon and Ruby's Inn wants you. If you're retired and you love to travel, pack up your RV and head to Bryce Canyon and spend the summer working at Ruby's Inn. Ruby's Inn is looking for individuals who will appreciate and share their love for crisp, clean mountain air in the beautiful Bryce Canyon National Park, offering a variety of non-traditional, exciting job opportunities. Now's the perfect time to share, explore, and work in this beautiful area. And Ruby's has the finest accommodations and activities, along with the best RV and campground amenities. Wouldn't you rather go horseback riding, mountain biking, or go on a guided ATV tour showcasing the scenery and activities that Bryce Canyon and Ruby's Inn Lodging and Hospitality is known for?
Come on, retire in paradise, not in an easy chair. Beautiful Bryce Canyon is waiting for someone like you. For job opportunities and more, visit rubiesinn.com.
So, I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You two must be proud of Johnny.
Oh, we sure are.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
So he's got a job at the dealership, right?
No.
Yes, he did.
Oh, right, the dealership. You know, he just started there and...
Actually, it's been about 6 weeks.
Has it been that long?
And what's he doing there?
Well, he does a bit of... Helen, what?
Detailing.
Yeah, right, detailing. Gotta have a beautiful car if you're gonna sell it, you know. He just loves it. He really does.
Actually, Tom, he hates washing cars. He just thinks it's a good opportunity to let the boss see he's a hard worker so we can move into sales.
But he's happy doing what he does. You know, that's my Johnny. He pushes through that. He's a forward thinker.
And he graduates next year, right?
Oh, no. He's still...
Yes, he does, Tom.
Oh, Johnny? Sure, Johnny graduates next year. I thought you were talking about...
Who, Tom?
Need to get closer to your family?
So, Larry, you've got kids? Let's talk about them.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And good morning. Welcome back to the KSL Greenhouse Show, coming to you from Conservation Garden Park, the plant sale and fair underway right now, 8275 South, 1300 West. John in Payson has been very patient. I hope you're still there. Hi, John. What can we help you with right now? John, are you there? Okay, let's go to John in Mapleton then. Hi, John. Can we help you? Okay, we will go to Sarah in Brigham City. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. For 2 or 3 years, I had a fairy ring in my yard, and I would get mushrooms growing in it. I don't have the fairy ring anymore, but I have the mushrooms, and they grow in little clusters, like 5 or 6 at a time. And I heard the other man, before he passed away, said something that when that happens, there's probably wood underneath your yard. Well, I must have a lumber yard under mine.
Oh, no.
Well, the mushrooms are there because there's available moisture and organic matter. And it doesn't necessarily have to be wood. It could be thatch from your lawn or even construction waste, old 2x4s and things.
Uh-huh.
So any of those, as they are broken down by the mushrooms or the fungus, you get the mushrooms during certain times of the year when it's usually cooler and moist.
Yes.
And then they'll go away for the summer and come back in the fall again. And so, and I wish I knew of a way to say, okay, this is how you get rid of them. But if you've got organic matter, the mushrooms are just going to be there. And the only way you can really reduce them is to manage your watering so that you water deeply less often so it's not constantly moist.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Thanks for your call. Wow, we're almost out of time. Ton, we have just about a minute here to talk about the great stuff happening here at Conservation Garden Park. And I really hope you'll come by, even if you can't come by for the fair today, come by and see the 6.5 acres of gardens. Truly, you can find just about anything that you would like, and it's not just planting cactus.
No. I see daylilies, cistina plums, lavender. There's all sorts of things, really nice linden trees, ginkgo. So there's stuff we typically use in our yard anyway, and it's just they use them in a way that they can conserve quite a bit of water.
Right, you know, and grasses can be so beautiful. They have blooms as well, and they have just a ton that you can look at. I have been kind of scared of grasses because I know some of them grow, and they're really, what's the word? I mean, they're
floppy?
They're floppy, but they also can take over an area.
They can. And most of the containerized...
Aggressive. The word that I was thinking of.
Yes, and most of the grasses I've seen around here are the types that don't do that. They'll stay... You know, they might get 2 or 3 feet wide, but that's it.
Right. Plus, you can get some really tall ones if you'd like. Come and see everything out here at the Conservation Garden Park, 8275 South 13th West. It's been great being with you, Tom. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And have a great day.
For a limited time, buy 4 Big O brand tires and get 2 Lagoon all-day passports.
There's one more reason to buy those Big O tires.
Don't miss the Dave's Bernina semi-annual sale Saturday, June 15th with a special one-day financing offer. 0% interest until January 2017.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo, 691 East St. George Boulevard. Come on in.
Fantastic savings and special offers.
And Saturday, June 15th is also the Dave's Bernina annual garage and clean-out sale. Incredible deals. Lots of closeout items, many items 50% or more, marked down. Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. 0% interest until January 2017. See store for details. Make sure you take in the one-day Dave's Bernina semi-annual sales event and garage sale. Saturday, June 15th, 268 West Center Street in Provo and at the corner of 7th East and St. George Boulevard.
That's Dave's Bernina.
Follow us on davesbernina.com, Twitter, and Facebook.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out? Not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and report all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment.